Okay. Today's reading comes from The Divine Matrix, Bridging Time, Space, and Belief by Greg Baden. In this book, he explores the mystery that connects all things. He discusses the space between things and the experiments that change everything that we've believed. He calls this the Divine Matrix and continues to talk about how this affects us. There is a subtle yet significant difference between leaving our jobs, friends, and romances because we're complete and staying with them because of the fear that there's nothing else for us. There's a tendency in all kinds of relationships to cling to the status quo until something better comes along. This attachment may come from being unaware of what we're doing, or it may exist because we're afraid to rock the boat and face the uncertainty of not knowing what comes next. Whether it's a job, a romance, or a lifestyle, we can find aren't really happy, yet have never honestly communicated this to the people in our lives. So even while the world believes that our lives are business as usual, inside we may be screaming for change and feeling frustrated because we don't know how to share this need with those who are close to us. Each day we go through the motions of a job or of sharing our life and home with another person while we're emotionally distant and off in another world. Well, the problem is with a boss, a lover, or even ourselves, we just compromise and wait. Then one day, just like that, boom, it happens. Seemingly from out of nowhere, the very things that we've waited and longed for in our lives suddenly appear. And when we do, we may lunge for then, when you think this is the answer, it collapses. Everything falls apart. You become hopeless and devastated. And when this happens, you are now in the dark night of the soul. Morning. Right now, most of us are going through life thinking everything was going to go in the direction, move ahead, all of this. And many of this things have stopped. We have literally have something out of our control that has come in and changed our lives. Now, for some, this might be for the better, might be something that we've needed, but for some, it does incorporate a lot of fear and unhappiness and uncertainty. And so when we look at this, is that what we've been thinking is that our ego has really been in control. We have really been feeling that we can decide how our life will be, where we're going, how we're moving ahead. Our egos have been quite important to us. They're the ones that think that they're the doer, that they're the ones that are in charge, that it's the way that even if it wants higher consciousness, it feels like it's the one that's doing this. And so what happens is that we're going along thinking that we're in control, and then some things happen that truly show that we're out of control. And when that happens, we can feel very devastated, very hopeless, very helpless, and feeling that life is not working for us. And if we move into that dark night of the soul, we really truly see that our egos are not going to get us out of that. Through that. What will is a surrendering, an allowing that the divine comes through us. When we really start to open up and be guided and protected and being one with God, with the divine, with the universe, then we can start moving in a way that we know and we can trust that we're protected and the guidance will move us to a way for our greatest joy and highest self. We really want to allow God to move in us. When we do that, then we are truly going to become transformed. That's where we really begin to see that we are one with God, that the the divine within us is connected to the divine above. So that goes with the one of the Hermetic philosophies, so above, so below. We are one with the God. When we start moving with the divine, rather than trying to get the divine to do our will, trying to move this. So when I look at this time of Easter, I really look to see how the life of Jesus demonstrates that. If we think of Palm Sunday, he comes into Jerusalem and he is being hailed. You know, Hosanna in the highest, they're throwing palms in front of him. They're a welcoming to him. And he really thinks, oh my goodness, the population, the people love me. They're listening to the word of God. And then you see the Last Supper. And when he goes into Gethsemane, and he has his doubts, he has his concerns, and he gets betrayed by one of his beloved. And then he gets crucified. Think of the dark soul that Jesus has. His ego was totally wiped out. He let the will of God come. And so in 3 days, he was able to be resurrected. He became the light. And if we look at this, and we look at all of the different holidays that happen during this time, they're all about rebirth. They're all about renewing the light. Passover, the challenges of the Jews, but they went on to the promised land. When we look at the pagans of Easter, they know that this is all about spring and the renewal, the understanding that we've come through the dark night of the winter, and we're now embracing the spring. So I invite you to truly look at this time as a renewal for you, a time to really let go of the ego and the will and allow the presence of God to fill your love, your life, and be transformed. As the mystic Osho, he was a Sufi mystic, he said, "What must the caterpillar do that it may one day fly?" So if we think of ourselves as going into that dark night, we're going and being transformed so that we too can fly. So embrace this time of year. Embrace the time that this is our renewal, our rebirth, our resurrection. And please walk into the light full of love and also so that you too can fly. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.